This is a quick synopsis of how Walker came to join our family. We had 3 children currently, had gone through an international adoption after having 2 biological children, and felt like God was still calling us to more. So we decided to become foster parents, and it was the one thing that I really didn't want to do, but I felt like God was asking us to do. And we learned a lot, and we're stretched so far during the process. But we were also able to see God's miraculous hand on their lives, and ours changed as a result. We had said yes to only one child, but when they called us for Ellie and Walker and we found out the situation that was going on, we just felt pressed to say yes. And they came into our home, and Walker was 4 months old at that time. He had been severely neglected. He was really underweight. He was not used to being held, so he was very stiff. When he was held, and he would cry a lot and kind of shake. He didn't know how to be held. He didn't know how to be cared for. And it was really hard. It was really hard. He cried a lot, and we just kept doing the hard things. We kept trying to hold him close, even though he would stiffen up. We wanted to, you know, teach him what it meant to be loved, to feel loved, to be cared for. And it was exhausting, honestly. They were in the foster care system for 2.5 years. So we were able to see really this miracle change in him. He went from being a baby who needed physical therapy because it took a long time for him to learn to roll over, sit up, crawl, all of those things, because he was just far behind from the get-go. Like I said, he was very stiff, rigid, didn't know how to move his body. To now see him being the active 10-year-old that he is, who is extremely athletic, good at almost every sport he tries, perfectly coordinated. He became our child who probably loved to snuggle the most out of all of our kids, when he was the one who didn't know how to do that at the beginning. So to see God work in him and change him and just graft him into our family has been such a joy and a blessing. And it wasn't without difficulty, but it was with great reward. And we all feel blessed to have witnessed his complete transformation and to see God still at work in him today. And for him to have a heart for the Lord, to have a heart for the Word. He just told me this morning he turned the fireplace on the TV and read his Bible. So God is at work in him, and I can't wait to see what that's going to look like for his life. And I feel blessed that I got to witness it all happen. And he's wonderful, and most of all, God is, for the work that he did and is still doing.